From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Brand. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education's December 17th appointed Sean Briscoe, Dean of Students at Hudson Junior High School, and Amanda Klopot, Associate Principal at Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School. Briscoe is a 2004 Hudson High School graduate and has been employed as a physical education teacher at the district's elementary and junior high schools for 10 years. He is currently at work on a certificate in school administration from SUNY Stony Brook. Briscoe's appointment was made effective December 18th. He will be paid an additional per diem rate of $50 above his current contractual salary. Klopot replaces Lisa Rudd, becoming the school's second associate principal. Klopot's appointment was probationary pending her successful completion of state certification. The hire is effective January 21st at an annual salary of $86,000. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council, December 17th, approved a new four-year collective bargaining agreement between the city and Local 3979 of the Law Enforcement Officers Union, Local 82. The contract was passed by resolution, not local law. The new agreement includes pay increases for the rank and file during each of the next 4 years. 1.5% in 2020 and 2021, 2.5% in 2022 and 2023. The current base pay for a Hudson police officer is $51,800 after 1 year service. The new agreement also mandates a $1,000 raise for the communications specialist and 5 weeks of vacation after 12 years of service. Under the previous contract, they were entitled to 4 weeks of vacation time after 10 years of service. 4 full-time communications specialists are employed by the department. Also under the new agreement, officers assigned to train probationary officers will be compensated 1 hour in overtime pay for each 8-hour period spent training the new officer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Future Stewart Partners on December 23rd finalized its agreement with the Port of Authority of New York and New Jersey to operate and maintain New York Stewart International Airport and manage its concessions program. Beginning January 1st, the group will operate and maintain the airport's terminal, landside, and airfield. The joint venture will also manage and develop its concession program and oversee air services development services. The new operating company will market the Orange County Air Hub as the preferred New York gateway for short and long-haul budget airlines. Georges Robert, CEO of partner company AV Ports, said, and I quote, "As part of its vision, Future Stewart Partners is committed to bringing New York Stewart International Airport to the next level," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady continues to outperform the state's other two original commercial gaming facilities. Rivers saw its total gross gaming revenue grow by 11% from December 2018 to November 2019 for a total of $169 million, according to the Times Union analysis of publicly filed numbers with the State Gaming Commission. The other two casinos that opened around the same time were Tioga Downs in Tioga County and Del Lago in Seneca County. Those two resorts reported growth of 7% and 6% respectively during the same period of time. Rivers Sportsbook is also the highest performing operation, bringing in about $1 million more when compared with the same months of operation as the next highest performer at Del Lago. The Schenectady Casino's sports wagering business gradually increased to make $1 million in the month of October alone, but it dropped to about half of that revenue in November. In 2020, casinos in New York will enter their fourth year in business. Casino operators are now fighting to get the state to make online gaming legal, arguing that many people are still staying home to legally bet online. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.